Welcome to PCMC Pop Culture Man Children. It's the first episode of the new year.
Hi.
Welcome to 2019, everybody.
We're here.
It's the OG Emilio Sparks.
How you doing? It's the PCMC Mike Buongiorno right over there.
That's me. I'm Mike Buongiorno. How are you?
Hey, man.
How's the year going thus far?
Pretty good year.
We're 2 years into the... 2 years.
Wow.
Fuck me.
We're feels two like days, 2 years.
I know. We're 2 days into the new year because we drop on Wednesdays no matter what.
We do. Like clockwork.
Hey!
Hi.
Stranger?
What's up? Come sit. Take Emilio's microphone. Emilio has nothing good to say.
God, fucking blow.
He's out.
Can I just like put my shit down?
What's going on? No, this is like the Howard Stern show. We just immediately...
Hi.
Run. I see you're wearing...
Okay.
You're wearing Nightmare Before Christmas socks.
They're Stance socks.
What are they?
The most comfortable socks in the world.
Oh.
Like, you gotta get up on your sock game, bro.
No, I can't get into nice socks.
I'm gonna wear Jordans for the first time.
Oh, go fuck yourself. I decided, by the way, that I'm gonna wear those Jordans till they're disgusting, till you can't even look at them. I'm gonna wear them until they're dead.
They look a little dead now. I just walked past them.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know why?
Because
I walk on the
get?
Dirty ground with them.
What kind of Jordans did you get?
I don't know. One's made by slaves in another country.
Emilio, what? You got twos? Okay. Threes are my favorite. Well,
how are you, Kat?
I'm fantastic.
How's everything?
I mean, it's been better, but I feel amazing.
You look radiant.
Thank you.
You look like life is treating you well.
Life is not treating me well.
Well, you know.
But we're just faking it until we make it.
So, last year, we did New Year's resolutions. Yours?
No, last year we talked about like the honeymooners and fun stuff
we
like
did,
that.
We did, I think, the resolutions on last year's Christmas.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Mine was to read more comic books,
which I did. All
right. Did I do a New Year's resolution on that episode?
No, because you did an episode of Emilio Sparks.
Oh.
But I would love you to do one right now for this year, for 2019.
My New Year's resolution?
Yeah. Think about it.
Yeah, give me a second.
Emilio's was, you ready for a laugh?
I'm fucking ready.
His was to do, what do you call it? Kickboxing actual, like, matches.
Like fight people.
Yeah, kickboxing. Fight people. And then he quit. And he didn't even come close to that.
He did it for
that.
Like a day and a half.
Yeah. He was like, my ribs hurt. And then...
You ever have broken ribs?
No.
I broke them not once, but twice.
When I resolved to do... I said I'm going to read more comics, and I did it.
It's easy to sit in your house and read fucking comic books. And what do you want? Comics X still? Like, what do you want? What's that website that you use?
I use the application Comixology.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I support my local shops, but at the same time...
Do you really? Do you
Comixology
really?
Is just... It gives you so much content.
Yeah.
Well, listen, pal. I broke my ribs.
Look, if I had broken my ribs, I still would have finished my resolution. I still would have read all of Lumberjanes.
It's easy to sit and read
a
comic books.
A clap for Lumberjanes.
It's easy to sit and read. It's not easy to sit and do that.
So, are your ribs still broken?
No, I'm doing yoga now.
Oh, okay.
Dude, he is just roasting you. I love this.
But it's just because I remember your resolution.
Well, listen, that's very nice. I don't remember that at all. Like...
Well, isn't it convenient? What was yours last year?
Mine was pretty standard. It was to lose weight. And the only credit I'm ever going to give Emilio is that he helped me, like, no, stop eating that. Like, I would literally post, like, that I was eating something, and he'd be like, get that garbage out of your mouth.
He tries that shit with me.
But I felt chastised. Like, I took it personally. Like, I'm so fucking sorry. I'll never do that again. And here I am, down 23 pounds and a vegan.
So he... Wow, good for you. So he transcribed... his eating disorders onto you.
Yes, essentially.
Fair enough. He tries to do it to me, and I won't do it. He won't sugar shame me.
That's the only credit I will give Emilio, ever.
Yeah.
Let that go on the record.
All right, guys, I have serious body issues there. It's been said.
We all know it, but listen.
I feel happier and healthier. I still want to punch him in the face. That's going to be the, you know what? New Year's resolution.
Punch Emilio in the face.
At some point, like one good solid, like cock it back. Right in the jaw. Like Pantera.
When he's not expecting
it. When he's not expecting it.
Yeah.
That's going to be... Yeah.
Yeah.
I think...
What's your New Year's resolution?
My jaw is so tough that I blow bubbles with now and laters.
Oh, my God. He's so...
Emilio Sparks is such a crook. He's got rubber pockets to steal soup. Go on.
Oh God, New Year's resolution. I do not know. I'm on this personal journey. I'm doing the yoga and the meditation thing, so I do enjoy that.
Good for you.
But I think I'll continue doing that. I want to do next year. I want to do what's called earthing.
What's that?
It's like you meditate. You take like your shoes off and you meditate on like the ground, like the grass. Or...
I've done that at a Buddhist temple on like a marble slab. It's wow. amazing, and I felt like I was vibrating. So like I giggled at it, but like it's wow. actually a thing.
She earthed. She earthed.
Do you want to earth?
I would love to earth.
That I think you know what? Instead of saying that it's a resolution, I think you and I should go on more adventures together.
Yeah,
like we should take our shoes off.
Adventure trips. You're welcome.
And yeah, put our feet in the earth. Do you want to earth with me, Michael?
I would love to bury you. I've been saying for years I'm going to bury you.
We'll fucking bury him.
Okay.
And maybe, now I'm thinking like of all this stuff that I should do. I'm thinking maybe,
mm-hmm.
maybe I channel my more of my inner Jason Momoa this year.
Oh, God.
Fucking God.
Jesus yeah. Christ.
Wear more vintagey clothes.
You can't just get any more laid back without being truly homeless.
I got a text message from him that was like, find me the vest that Jason Momoa wears. And I'm like, no.
No, that's the right answer.
Why? It's a great leather vest.
Find it yourself.
I'm glad that Aquaman is getting its ass kicked by Into the Spider-Verse.
It is. Oh,
and
it
Into
is.
The Spider-Verse was great.
Aquaman was good.
Your voice just went up like 4 octaves.
Yeah.
So
Into the Spider-Verse, my friend. I cried twice during it. 2 times.
So how do they? So what do they do? They don't retell the same story for Peter Parker, right? Like, what do they do?
No, they. It's fucking... Did you cry?
I cried twice, and I think I know exactly what parts you're talking about. Right. But I don't want to ruin it for him.
No, I don't care about him. Spoiler alert for the audience in 3, 2, 1. Stanley's cameo.
Yeah.
The Spider-Man, the perfect Spider-Man, who's played by Chris Pines, he dies. And so it's like Spider-Man's funeral, and everybody's sad, and all these kids are wearing Spider-Man outfits. So I'm already feeling a certain way. And then you have Stan Lee's cameo, and he just died. And
but, like, the way... Okay, so it was recorded, I mean, obviously, yeah. before he died. And yeah. then, like what he says, knowing that he's not here with us anymore, it's like...
Yeah. He says, "Get me the you tissues. Know I'm going to miss him. Spider-Man was a friend of mine." And I'm like, oh, God, I can't. I don't. And I'm just fucking... Balling.
Like, it's not. It's just ugly cry.
Yeah. yeah. And then at the end, yeah. there's a quote from him, and it's the movie's dedicated to him and Ditko.
So, beautiful. So what is it about, though? It's about this funeral of this Spider-Man?
No, that's the beginning.
It's like a mixed mash of everything. Yeah.
It's basically Miles Morales' story, but you've got Spider-Gwen.
Spider-Pig.
Spider-Man Noir. It's pretty. But it's way better than you.
Okay, but here's what I loved about it is that okay, when you're reading a comic, like you can see, like the yes. it, everything moving and watching the bubbles go by, and you're watching it play out.
Yeah,
that's exactly how this movie was for me. It's like, yeah. holy shit, I'm reading a comic book right now. This yeah. is amazing.
Yeah, and they make they show real comics.
Yeah,
they talk about the Spider-Man memes, like it. The movie exists in a world where Spider-Man's a thing. So there's like references to like the old, you know, they show a clip from the old 60s show and you hear the Spider-Man theme.
Like literally everything. Yeah. And yeah. the way they portrayed Spider-Gwen being a huge Spider-Gwen fan.
Oh my God.
Like with her little sarcasm. She's getting her own movie. I heard was amazing. I was like, this is it. Okay. Perfect.
Yeah. I was genuinely, another spoiler alert. I was genuinely surprised by Doc Ock. That I did not see that coming at all.
Okay. I mean,
you saw that coming?
I saw it coming because I mean, Spider-Man.
I did not see. I was like, I didn't see that she was gonna. Anyway, I loved it. You should see it. It's
you
good.
Should watch it.
Don't see Aquaman. It's a new year.
I follow him on Instagram. I watch his little YouTube show that he does now too.
He does a YouTube show?
Well, it's not that he does a YouTube show, but he'll do like a video journal of just his travels around the world promoting the film.
And how's that going for him?
I like him. I think he's extremely grateful for everything that he's done. Like, I love the SNL episodes that he was showing. Like, he was really excited to be on Saturday Night Live. Like, he genuinely was excited to be there. Like, he really has, like, this, like, wow, I get to do this for a living.
Yeah.
I could be doing something else, but I'm fortunate enough to do this. And I'm kind of like, you know what? Like, that's cool, because I have been fucking dreading just getting up and doing my job.
Right. Your life's a nightmare.
Compared to his, yes, it is. It's extremely. And I'm like, fuck, I want to change my outlook. So that's what I'm working on for 2019.
You can change.
I can change.
And I can change.
Everybody can change.
Well, and I don't. So you helped me change my lifestyle. Let me help you change your lifestyle. People helping people.
By what? Us fighting?
I actually have. I have genuine advice for you, but it's. I don't think it's anything you want to hear.
Well, tell me, please. And if it has to do with cutting my hair and
no,
beard.
It has nothing to do with that. Huh. I actually think that where your journey should go now is less pressure. I think you're too much of like, I'm a piece of coal, I need to be a diamond. And I would love for you to sit back and be like, I'm okay. I like who I am. I don't need to be this. I don't need to be that. I don't need to make sure this happens. I think you are too obsessed with transforming yourself. And I know for me, in my therapy, in my journey, a big part of finding happiness was saying, like, I am who I am, and that's cool. And I'm okay with it.
Yes and no. I think I've been doing this one thing for so long. Like, you know what I mean? Like, the way I've been living and the way what I do for a living and what I'm trying to do with projects like PCMC and WrestleRap.
Right, you know? Right. I'm speaking more about, like, your health and your body and your personal style.
Well, I'm trying to figure all that out as well. Who I am as a man. What do I want in a lover? Do I want to get married? Do I want to have kids? Do I want
to... I think step one, don't use the word lover.
Why not? Do I want to have a significant other? Like, you know, what do I want? What tangibles and qualities do I see in myself? Do I love myself enough to love somebody else?
I would love for you to
follow through is another big thing that I need to learn.
I would love
to
for
on.
You. Like, how do you ever miss a workout?
No.
I would love for you to miss a workout and just say, I'm going to stay home and I'm going to, you know.
Seriously masturbate today.
Yeah. Or I'm going to read a comic or whatever and I'm not going to beat myself up because I'm okay. I would love for that. I would love for you to eat a piece of candy and go, sugar's bad for me, but I don't eat sugar
delicious.
A lot. And I enjoy this because I'm a person and perfection is not something I'm trying to achieve.
I don't
and
think
whatever.
It's perfection. I'm not trying to chase perfection. Maybe I'm trying to just because I'm getting older. I'm like, well, I kind of want to. I want to do all the good stuff now, all the preventative stuff now, so that way when I'm my father's age, I don't have a myriad of health issues.
Yeah, but I totally understand that. But you're already in a good place.
Oh yeah, I'm the thinnest that I've been in an extremely long time. Like I was trying on pants because I needed a new pair. I need new pairs of pants because they just don't fit no more.
Yeah.
So, and I literally wore a pair of my old pants and we all can fit. Like, you know, I wasn't that big, but you know what I mean. Like there was a lot of room in the pants, and I'm like, was I really this big? Because I went from being,
but you weren't big.
I was 195 of muscle, where I was like, I'm gonna lift every day, I'm gonna eat five times a day, I'm gonna do this. Then I decided to do Muay Thai, and I dropped down from 195 to 170. Then I got down to 152. Then,
but what I'm saying is, where does all that get you?
I don't know. I honestly have a genuine appreciation for getting up, going to the gym, and then doing whatever it is that I need to do for the day. I don't know whether or not it regulates me, whether or not it.
So, like how some people drink a cup of coffee every morning, you have to go to the gym.
Without a shadow of a doubt, I have to. Like, first thing I do is I make my bed. Even sometimes, even the OCD gets bad where if I just jump out of bed and I do what I have to do, I will make the bed later on. There's been times where I've made the bed before I even got back in the bed.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've made the bed. Like,
I'm trying to imagine that.
So, like, it's been undone all day.
It's undone all day, but before I go to bed,
he makes it.
I make the bed, then I get it.
Okay.
I don't know if I'm
perfect. You want to know, this is going to sound like an insult.
I got my quirks, man. I got tics.
This is going to sound like an insult, but I don't mean it that way. I think a great thing for you this year would be to see a therapist and to talk through some of... I love my therapist.
But what would I... But what would the thing be, though?
You would deal with that. You deal with why do I need to do my bed? We would deal with all of this
anything
shit, man.
Comes to your mind. Like,
Do I just have structure? Is that the thing? It's like always
structured. No. Look, if you've never been to therapy, every way the therapy is represented in TV and movies is wrong. It's not like that. It's not like you're crazy. It's just like you go and you talk to somebody, right? And they know what they're talking about, and they also aren't in your life, so they don't give a shit about what you say or whatever. Yeah. And they're a sounding board, and they kind of help you in the ways that you think. Like, I'll say, like, you know, I was talking to my therapist about, like, how, like, if I've got something to do next Tuesday that I'm dreading, like, I'll be miserable until then. And she was like, well, what's happening right now? Is there, what's good right now? And she was like, find the good. And I was like, yeah, I could figure out what's good, but I don't believe what I'm saying. And she's like, that's fine. I'll come later. Same. Just teach your brain to look for the good like it's a computer that you're reprogramming.
That's the same thing with me. Like, when I had to go to New England in August.
Right, you were miserable about it for a month.
I was fucking, yeah, I dreaded it for an entire month.
Right, I've been getting so much better at that.
And then I was bitching to you that even when I was up there that I didn't want to be there. I just wanted to go home.
Yeah, but you made the whole, and I do this too, the whole lead up to it miserable.
Yes.
Instead of just the event itself.
I just was not.
That's the kind of shit you get into.
Yeah.
But I always feel better when I leave, like the gym. I'm always like, okay, I'm glad I did that.
Or at least you have like a few new ideas that they've bounced off of you. You're like, oh, you know what? Yeah. I'll give that a shot. See how that goes. And it usually works. I love my therapist.
Therapy, this sounds elitist, but I think that you're a smart person. And I think that all smart people should go to therapy.
I think the problem is I intellectualize too much. And I'm
stuck in your head, and that's a bad place to be.
And I'm eerily self-aware of so many things that affect my way. Like, specifically, I've been trying a little bit more. And you know me. And the way I even edit, or even the way I produce a podcast. Now, you and I have opposing views on that.
Mm-hmm.
You want it to be more free-form and loose and just let it go.
Yeah,
lightly edited. I am completely different. I like to...
You're an uptight person.
I am. I'm not going to lie. There are certain things that I'm very uptight about.
Okay, so you know what we're going to do right now? We're all going to take a giant deep breath in. We're going to release the tension in our shoulders as we're letting the air out. And we're going to relax our jaws. Unclench your jaw. You're welcome. Please don't fall asleep.
I do this at yoga. I do this at yoga.
I'm good. I feel
it's
good.
Called Ujjayi breath.
I'm sorry?
In yoga, the breathing that we just did is called Ujjayi.
Okay.
Yeah.
I've never heard that before.
You're a very anxious person. I can just tell from how wound up you are.
I get very wound up.
You hold a lot of tension in your jaw.
Yes.
So stop.
Okay. I'll let my jaw go.
Just let it go like a dog. Like an old dog. Do you ever do this thing? I don't know if they do in yoga, but I learned it from, I dated a dancer. And like, you lay down and you like, you let go. And it's like, you're not doing anything. Right. But it's like, do even less than that.
Do you want to come with me to yoga since you're going to be off from school for a month?
I used to do yoga.
I love it.
In the early 2000s.
My teacher's great, too. She's great, yeah. Yeah, she's awesome. She's very, very good.
Mind if we talk about some pop culture for a minute?
Well, we also have to ask you, what are you going to do? Because I have a couple of things I want to do besides channeling my inner Momoa more, where it's being grateful for this and living every day and enjoying life for what it is, you know? Well, what about you? What are you going to do?
Well, I just bought a PlayStation 4, so I want to play more video games.
It's always something that's just the easy way out.
PC MC. That's
Kingdom
the
Hearts
brand.
3 is coming out, so
I've always wanted to play that.
That's amazing.
I've had students write papers on it, and I read it, and I'm like, sounds so much fun.
It's literally the best game.
It's like fantasy, ever. But like Goofy's there.
Yes, it's Final
Sign
Fantasy
me
meets Disney.
Sign me up. I'm getting I asked Santa Claus for the Force Awakens Lego game, so I'm very excited about that.
And he didn't bring it.
He's going to bring it.
Are you, like, positive?
I've been a good boy.
Okay.
So you have to wait an entire year because Christmas just passed?
What?
Are we pretending that this is...
No. You get it. Santa, all right. In the past, Santa brought it a week ago. Listen. I got Star Wars Battlefront. I played that.
It's such a great game.
Right?
Those fucking AT-ATs, though. Like, just go down.
I know.
Why do I have to continuously shoot you? Just go down.
I'm not good, by the way, because I haven't played video games in like 10 years, I play the campaign like an old school gamer, and like, but like going on like and like actually playing in the world with other people, like, it scares me
because
I'm because I suck, and they tell me you suck. Like
they,
they'll
let you know.
Yeah, like I like it was like you well, have like, a message me. In your inbox.
You. Yeah, they and will was, like, literally message you like I'm gonna fuck your mom.
And, I was like, oh, this hurts my feelings. Yeah. I don't want. I'm. This was exactly what I was afraid of. So I don't want to do that.
I just don't check the inbox.
Yeah, it's. You know, I don't like.
So
it.
What are you doing with your old Nintendo, the old retro one?
I still got it. It's still there. I beat Dr. Mario. Oh,
I was going to say, let me borrow that. Let me play that.
Sure. You know I fucking jailbroke that bitch.
Did you really?
It's got 900 games on it now.
All right. I want to borrow it then because I feel like maybe I need something else to do. Maybe I need a hobby outside of that. Maybe
Dr.
I should,
Mario.
Maybe I should just sit in my underwear and play Dr. Mario in my room.
You should. Playing video games with no pants on is probably the best feeling in the entire world.
Most things are enhanced with the
with
lack
no
of
pants.
Pants
on. All right, everyone, unzip.
Yeah, I think you need in your life like to let yourself off the hook for like a day to be like, on this day, I'm
once
not gonna. Yeah.
Or just half a day once a week.
Yeah.
I'll try. Like Wednesday's leg day. Got to go to the gym. Got to do legs on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Got to squat. Got to do all this. Got to do that.
See, I'm going to play more video games. And I'm not going to try to lose weight. Because every New Year's for the last 20 years, I've said I'm going to lose weight this year. And as part of my therapy, I'm like, I'm fat. Like...
You're not fat, but...
But, like, this is it. Like, what am I going to get sick? Like, why am I going to waste my life chasing something? You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, chasing that last 10 pounds forever? When I die... Like, you ever see an old person that's, like, 70, and they're like, oh, I really got to lose weight? And you're like, really? You're fucking... But it's like, I don't want to be that. Like, I'm just like, whatever. This is it.
Well, so that's what I'm... That's...
This is
but
it.
That's what my old man's doing right now. He's trying to lose weight because he's like 250 pounds and he wants to lose weight.
But that's healthy because it's not his whole obsession. I have been on a diet since 2005 until like a month ago when I was like, I'm not doing this anymore.
I'm just going to live off beans and leaves.
I'm just going to do
16-8. 16. So you get fast for 16 hours and then you get to eat for 8.
You ever go to Spa Castle in Queens?
Oh my god, and they get you naked.
I love it.
And then the Asian women pour milk all over you and they like massage the milk into you.
I've never had the milk thing, but I've
No, that's what they do. And they like slap you and shit. Yeah, like they like completely naked.
Yes, I the completely naked thing. Yeah,
everyone's just naked.
Everyone's naked all the time.
I've never seen so many bushes in my life. Oh my god. Mm-hmm. Poured milk on me, like laid me down. Was like massaging me and then like slapping my ass and I'm like I guess this is what's going down. I didn't hate it.
No.
It's like a
nice.
No, I can't.
I don't
do
know
it.
About the milk situation. I've never had that particular
maybe
treatment.
Maybe on the woman's side,
maybe
it's like separated.
But they've got the fucking hot baths, and then they've got the steam rooms and the saunas and massages and a juice bar.
I don't want people touching me.
Naked.
I don't want.
Well,
people
when you go upstairs,
me.
You don't have to be naked.
Downstairs.
It's so I go at least twice a year, and I'm it fucking
you need to
loosens
do the naked
you up.
Milk thing.
Yep.
You have to. It's
wonderful.
Probably like an Asian man just like slapping you, but like it's like a deep tissue massage with milk.
I had a deep tissue without the milk, but the guy, it was the most painful thing in my life.
It's painful.
And I'm screaming, and he's like, "I know, buddy, we gotta work it out." And I'm like, "Ah!" Like he's like hurting things.
Dude, deep tissues are like, I mean,
it's like a surgery. There's nothing enjoyable about
this.
No,
it's invasive.
Yeah. But it was nice.
No.
Afterwards, I felt like a new man.
I'm good. I don't want people touching me. I had all to do to take my shoes off.
Pour some milk on me in the name of love.
I had all to do to take my socks off
I'm
to do yoga.
Stick it sweet
from my head
to my feet.
Yeah. Living like a bomb, 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 bomb. Yeah.
That was my back in my 20s. That was my
as fuck.
Back in my 20s, that was one of my go-to karaoke jams. Outside of your personal growth, do you have any pop culture things? Anything you this year? Let's go over this year. This year, you read all of
all
Alan Moore's Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I did.
Just
ordered.
You also got into Disney. Amazing.
Yeah, I did. I did. Just got into Disney. Okay, ready? I want to go to Disneyland.
Disneyland or Disney World?
What's the one that you just went to?
Disney World.
World is much bigger.
Much bigger. Like, I will take you there right now. We will hop in my car, and we will drive to Orlando.
I want to go to Disney World. I want to go to Disney World.
Like, I'm taking you as your first time. I'm a seasoned Disney veteran.
You know what I just got?
What?
It's my friend got it for me from Disney. It's the cart from Haunted Mansion, and you touch
it.
Little
Doom buggy, and it lights up.
Yeah,
yeah, I know.
I love it. It's so good.
I want to. Yeah, that's Haunted
Mansion. Haunted Mansion's so good.
That's on the list. Is to
you
go
know where
Disney.
I want
to
go? The Disney World in Japan.
Oh, Tokyo Disney.
Tokyo Disney.
Oh. All right, well, I need
it's
to go to one.
It's got different
Disney
rides
first.
And crazy
that's
shit.
On my bucket list is to visit all of the Disney.
Do you know they've got like
the
a
world.
Scary ride based on the movie The
Mystic
Black
Manor.
Cauldron?
Yes.
I want it.
That's in Shanghai.
If you've never, have you ever watched Defunct Land?
Yes, I love Defunct Land.
It's
on
a,
YouTube.
It's amazing. It's a YouTube series, Defunct Land, and it's really thorough research of like the history of old rides and old attractions, and it's one of my favorite Disney. It's one of my favorite YouTube
it's
channels.
It's about Disney?
No, it's all parks and stuff. Yeah,
or like abandoned parks and stuff.
Yeah, but it's pretty wild.
It's awesome.
Yeah, so from a pop culture standpoint, I want to go to Disney
okay,
World.
If you're going to Disney, though, like, I'm taking
when is Star Wars
time.
Open? When is Galaxy's Edge open?
May 2019.
But
that
can
is
we
be
get
a
in?
Fucking nightmare.
I want to go to that hotel, though.
Did you know that that's going to cost, like, $2,000 a night, and it's, like, a minimum of two nights?
But I get to be, like, a smuggler, right?
Yes.
Don't, like, you pick a character when you go?
You get assigned a character based on the tasks that you do and, like, how you
I want
like,
to be a rogue.
Pilot missions and shit, like... I want to be I would be a droid. That's what I would be. I would be like a cute
that's
little
precious.
Droid. BB-8's my favorite, so I'd want to be a droid.
Is that an option? Is droid an option?
I have no
I
idea.
I thought it was like Imperial.
Yeah, I think that's what it is. But like,
or like
you
rogue.
Know what? I'm calling an audible. Like,
sure.
Make me a droid.
Sure, sure, sure.
And they're going to be like, just for you, yeah.
I mean, for fucking 2 G's a night.
Make me a fucking droid.
You better give me a droid. Oh my God, you think like droids bring you room service?
Apparently, there is a free roaming BB-8.
What?
I know.
Heaven on earth. John Williams just did a whole score for the park. God bless that man.
So you have a goal as well.
I'm never going to get in there.
Why not?
You know what? We're going to go. You know what? We're going to pack up Emilio.
I would love it. Imagine
we're
how much
go,
fun.
Like a group trip.
We would have in Disney World. You for the first time. Me really for the first time since I was a kid. So really like my first time.
Our fucking
you
and
old veteran. You can be like, you know.
Hi.
You know what I want? One of those orange vanilla swirly things.
Oh, you mean a Dole Whip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I want.
It's pineapple ice cream.
Yeah.
I just want to wear mouse ears.
They would think that you are playing one of Captain Hook's goons, and they'd be like, hey, stay in character. And you'd be like, no, actually, I dress like this. I'm a fucking goon, and I'm here with my friends. And they'd be like, oh, I'm sorry.
I'm gonna wear my Jason Momoa leather vest. We're gonna go.
Yeah.
Disney-bound.
Yeah.
I would be Ariel, obviously.
Obviously.
I mean.
Obviously. Oh, my God.
He stood up, and I'm kind of intimidated right now.
What are you
now.
Doing right now?
My back's a little tight, so.
That's a fantastic resolution.
What,
that we
Disney?
Should really make happen.
I'm down to go to Disney, pal. I'm down.
You got to start doing your research, though.
What research?
I'm fucking keep watching the movies.
No, oh well, yeah, keep watching.
He's
got to.
He's not. He's got to watch Little Mermaid.
Like,
he's got to fucking.
I'm gonna take him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna take you.
Absolutely.
It would be pure fuckery. For like a solid 10 days, though.
We can go to Avatar
days.
Land and
I can't
be like,
do 10 days
why is
that.
This here? No one's seen this movie.
I can't do 10 days. 10
days is like ideal.
Ideal, really.
All right. Yeah, that's the resolution. I want to go to Disney.
So other than taking Emilio to Disney, do you have any like pop culture resolutions, things you want to watch, play, do?
Play Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes.
Like literally taking a week off of my life. Like I will not answer my phone. I'm letting everyone know that now.
It's RPG?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it is. I mean, it's changed so many times. But okay. There's no way you can do campaign modes in Kingdom Hearts.
Okay.
There's no way. So I'm gonna play Kingdom Hearts 3, and I want to read more comics because I really kind of like fallen out.
Comixology is what did it for me.
Okay. I mean, and that's a great app, but it's just like.
Based on your recommendation, I read all of Lumberjanes.
Oh. Did you now?
And then she... Did you see the new She-Ra? She made She-Ra.
No.
Yeah. The new She-Ra is made by Noelle Stevenson.
This kid is in my face right now.
Wow. I watched She-Ra.
Oh, my God. Do you want a high five?
We've talked about She-Ra a lot on this podcast.
We have.
Multiple episodes.
Our episode but she coverage made it. Was good.
Yes.
I really do believe that. I was getting feedback from Twitter and people were like, yo, your breakdown of She-Ra was really good.
It was. That's amazing, Emilio. Do you want?
Wow. Wow. Surly. Surly attitudes here. I don't know. So Kingdom Hearts. Okay. Maybe I'll play that too and be bad at it.
Okay, start. Yeah, you're going to have to get a PS1. No. Actually, I lied. There's probably like a complete series by now.
Okay.
Get that. It's probably a Walmart.
I can't just jump to the new one?
No. You're going to need
why?
To. You don't need to play the in-betweens like the like 11.8 or whatever.
Oh, boy.
No, no, no. Just play Kingdom Hearts 1, Kingdom Hearts 2. And then.
But what if I just played 3? Would I
mean, you can. You totally. I'm not going to hold a gun to your head and say you can't do it. But there is a chronological story.
So I would be narratively like, what's happening?
Yes.
Why am I here?
And who are these people? And why am I here?
Okay. Okay.
And why are my pants undone?
It's like reading the middle of an Anne Rice novel. You read one of the like the last books and you don't read Interview
right,
with
right,
a Vampire
right.
first.
Right, right, right. Why are they fucking aliens now? I don't get it.
But I guess you could probably start reading Lumberjanes at like volume 6 and know what was going on, right?
I have no desire to read Lumberjanes.
Did you read that Lumberjanes like graphic novel that was not connected to the other continuity?
They've had a lot of those, so
it's not that good. It was black and white, which I felt like they were trying to be super artsy.
But no, I don't think I've read that yet. I've really fallen off the wagon of reading comics.
It's hard to
Keep up.
Sandman.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish that soon. I'm almost I talked to Mike Comic Book Jones. So we're gonna do that and then I'm gonna move on to Batman. Because I think I have to get out of the DC
what
Batman? Vertigo.
That's a lot
gonna start
of...
with I'm gonna start with Arkham Knights. And then I'm gonna work from there.
Alright.
So I don't know. There's a lot of Batman. I know. I was looking at some of the titles there.
You could definitely like Google like the best Batmans and find like a bunch of lists.
I was even thinking
yeah,
of
they're all gonna be different.
I was thinking right. of even doing like the omnibus of maybe like the Fantastic Four. Or something from the 60s just to start doing that too because I want to read old school stuff.
Yeah, you could find
so
that.
So I'm
going pretty...
to take a little bit more of just the me, you know? I'm going to read.
Speaking of the Batverse, did we see that Margot Robbie posted about Harley Quinn?
No.
And the Birds of Prey?
No, I didn't. I know she's in. I know that they're doing
she,
that
like,
movie.
She like posted like the script for it, and I'm like,
what?
Yeah. Well, she didn't post a whole. Like, she just posted
a
picture. A
part.
Of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Oh my gosh, I'm excited.
That's exciting.
Yeah.
I'm excited for the Harley Quinn cartoon that's coming on DCU. Do you do the DC universe?
No, not really.
So you don't watch Titans?
Mm-mm. I'm sorry. I'm Marvel.
Oh wow. Okay. I never
and
picked.
Boom Studios.
Boom Studios yet you haven't read the new Lumberjanes. Anyway,
give me a shoot.
Do you read what's the name of it? Giant Days?
I love Giant Days. Oh my god, and like Goldie Vance. Yes.
Alright. Yeah. Okay. Guys, I think we've done a lot here. This has been a great episode. We've learned probably too much about Emilio and
a little bit.
We got deep. And then we brought it back to the funny books, like we always do. Because when things get too real, I like to talk about cartoons. This is Pop Culture Man, children. I'm Mike Bongiorno. That's Amelia Sparks. That's Kat. Do you say your last name, like, publicly? Or are you just Kat?
I say it publicly. Hebrikowicz.
Okay.
I thought you just sneezed, really.
No.
Amelia.
Wow. Kat, are you, do you have anything to plug? You ever going to do anything again? You have any content coming up at any point? No? Okay. Well, Kat used to make shit online. Look it up. Google it. thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.